This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday. We're going to get to some more swamp things about how tight the knot is, if you will. Probably make fun of Chuck Todd again in the American media, do some emails, talk about Nazi files found in Argentina. That's so sweet. All that and more coming up on the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, just a couple more items. Because I brought up, I was making fun at the end of last hour about Michael McCaul, one of our useless Republicans, going on television, kind of doing the mealy-mouth thing. Well, I'm not really sure if anybody broke the law when those Democrat congressmen and women were hitting federal officers. Yes, they broke the law. Those are all felonies, and anybody who wasn't in Congress would already be in prison for that. But Sonia Sotomayor, the evil communist witch who sits on the Supreme Court, she said something else too. And it's just, when you combine the Michael McCaul comments and her comments, it is very revealing how the two sides see themselves. You see, Sonia Sotomayor has reached, would you call that the pinnacle of the legal profession? Sitting on the Supreme Court, Chris agrees. I mean, Chris would know probably better than anybody. You would agree that if it's not the pinnacle, it's got to be close to the top. She's sitting on the Supreme Court, a lifetime appointment, until the day she dies or retires, which we all know she'll die on it like they all do. But until the day she dies or retires, she gets to sit on the highest court in the land. But does she see herself as a Supreme Court justice? Or does she see herself as a communist, as a warrior for the cause? You see, she just gave a little speech. In fact, she was speaking to some lawyers. She was speaking at the American Bar Association annual section conference. And this is what she said. If you're not used to fighting and losing battles, then don't become a lawyer. Our job is to stand up for people who can't do it themselves. And our job is to be the champion of lost causes. But right now, we can't lose the battles we're facing. And we need trained and passionate, committed lawyers to fight this fight. That's an unbelievably partisan speech, because everyone knows what she's talking about, for a Supreme Court justice to make. But why would she make that speech? In fact, the rumors, and they're only rumors now, we don't know. Rumors are, remember when they leaked the overturning of Roe versus Wade, the Dobbs decision? The rumors have it that that leak came from Sonia Sotomayor's office. That had never happened in the Supreme Court before. It was unprecedented. Decisions don't get leaked. So why is it that now we have a Supreme Court justice speaking like this? Leaking decisions before they're even announced? Well, she's a warrior for communism. And that's how she sees herself. And that's how she conducts herself in her duties. When she sits on the bench when she gets into work every single day in the highest court in the land. She sits down without a thought given to the country or the law or anything else. She sits down and she thinks about how she can fight for the revolution and demands others do the same. The GOP, this is what we get.
I'm just curious, should ICE be arresting or even threatening to arrest members of Congress?
I mean, that's obviously a very drastic move. I would only do that if they were complicit with a crime.
They committed their crimes on camera. Everyone can watch it. I actually don't need a jury. I don't need a judge. I don't need the DOJ. I don't need a warrant. I don't need anything because I have videotape, unedited videotape that shows them committing crimes on camera. It shows them committing the crimes on camera. So why is he being like this? Oh, and look, Democrats know they're busted. They know the crimes are on camera because they're already out there. This is Bonnie Watson Coleman. They're trying to claim the video was altered.
No, and as you can see, I was literally in the middle of it. No, if there's any such body, any kind of footage, it is footage that is manufactured for this purpose. Because I said it before and I'll say it again, they are lying. There was no reason to arrest Mayor Baraka. There was
arrest footage has been manipulated. Why is she saying that? Because she's aware that the communists committed crimes on camera. Everyone is aware. Everyone with eyes. Stevie Wonder is the only one who doesn't know. And yet, sorry, Chris. And yet she's saying it was manipulated because she knows she's busted. And our side doesn't want to get too drastic. Well, I'm not really sure, guys. How the sides see themselves. Here's another headline about the swamp. DOJ faces deadline to release the Biden audio that shook the 2024 election. I only brought that up as a reminder to you that Barack Obama had to sit down with Robert Hur, special counsel Robert Hur, before the election. Barack Obama, Joe Biden. Joe Biden, not Barack Obama. Joe Biden had to sit down with Robert Hur. He had to give a deposition. In that deposition, he was apparently in such a terrible state that the Department of Justice hid the audio from the American public. And we know now, not only did they hide the audio, they edited out the transcripts. Yeah, and you all know why. How deep is the swamp? Soros-funded groups sue to block Trump's anti-child trafficking reforms. Remember those NGOs? This is about the climate, but the NGOs that the Biden administration was shoveling billions of your money to?
A little over $40 billion was supplied in support through the Loan Program Office in its 15 years of existence, a little over $40 billion, and then almost $100 billion in the 76 days after they lost the election and before President Trump's inauguration. Like, if those were great ideas that were benefit to the America, why didn't they do it in the 2.5 years after the Inflation Reduction Act was passed? Why did they wait till they lost the election?
It wasn't just climate stuff. You see billions and billions and billions of dollars of your money during the 4 years of Joe Biden's communist rule were sent to NGOs who made millions of dollars mass importing foreigners as fast as they possibly could into your country. Many of those foreigners were children, our children, and those children are gone now. Disappeared into a dark, dark world you don't even want to imagine. And Democrats did it on purpose, and you paid for it. Think about that. Let's do some emails. Hey, Jesse, I'm wondering your thoughts on anti-communists referring to January 6th as an insurrection. We know it was anything but, although that's the wording the communists give it. We should be intentional about labels. Look, our language, our labels, as she says, needs to be a lot more intentional. And anybody on the right who refers to January 6th as an insurrection is screwing it up. They're getting it wrong. Maybe it's intentional, maybe it's not. Maybe they're just thoughtless, naive to the language manipulation the communists use. But
January 6th was a protest that got way out of hand, a bad one, right? I admit it was a bad protest. An insurrection with no guns? An unarmed insurrection? No, it wasn't. Don't lie. It was a spicy protest. It wasn't no insurrection. As I've said a bunch of times, and I know it sounds extreme, but I don't care how extreme it sounds. It's 100% true. The American public, the American citizen, owns more guns and ammunition than every branch of the military and every law enforcement agency in this country combined by orders of magnitude. By orders of magnitude. If the American people ever choose to rise up and have an actual insurrection, it will not be an attempted one, and nothing will stop it. If we ever choose to have an insurrection, we will have a new government. Period. End of story. And nothing can stop it. Nothing. The Marines, the Army, the FBI, the Secret Service, nothing can stop it. And the people in Washington, D.C. know that. Did you know that? They don't want you to ever know that, but they know that. It's just, look, as Napoleon said, one of my favorite quotes of all time, quantity has a quality all its own. There's only so much you can do when you're outgunned. A bunch of unarmed people didn't have an insurrection. They had a spicy protest where someone farted in Nancy Pelosi's chair. It wasn't an insurrection. Please be serious. All right. We need to pay homage to New Jersey next. Someone requested it, and I'm all on board. And we're going to talk about Nazis in Argentina. Before we do that, I want to talk to you about your pain. The physical pain. I'm not talking about emotional pain of working with Chris. I'm talking about the knee pain you have, the elbow pain, the shoulder pain, the back pain, daily pain. It doesn't have to be a reality. You don't have to live with it. Relief Factor will take it away. Relief Factor is drug-free, 100% drug-free, which you know I'm all about. It is a supplement. You take it every single day. You know how many people have already tried it? 1 million. You know, I tell you, they sell 3 weeks of it for $19.95. You know, almost everyone calls and orders more. Why do you think that is? Because they take it for 3 weeks and their pain is gone. Get the pain out of your life. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, rolling right through a Monday as summer's almost here and I'm not ready for it, but we're not going to go into that right now. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Why did you make that face when I talked about summer, Chris? What? Why am I not ready for it? Because summer sucks. You have this, you know why you think summer's fine and why you think it's okay, Chris? Let me explain why. And maybe you're sitting there listening, and maybe you're saying, I like summer. What's Jesse Kelly's problem? Look, we are all of us, we are in part products of our upbringing. Right? There are parts about me that are from my upbringing. You probably went to a traditional school or a school. 99.9% of people went to a traditional school here in America. And what happens in the summertime in school in America? You get out of school. So for 13 years, whatever, however many it is, for your whole childhood, summer was associated with no school. And since everyone knows school sucks, summer gets ingrained in your mind as the best of the holidays, or best of the holidays, best of the seasons. Nothing could be further from the truth. Summer has some benefits. If you have a friend with the pool, you can go lay by the pool. I guess that's a good time. But other than that, hey, Chris, what is it you like best about summer? The long days. Oh, okay. So it's lighter out for longer, and that's it. I mean, I'll give it to you. It's an answer. I wouldn't put that on the front of the brochure. I wouldn't lead with that if you're trying to sell summer. But again, you see, I asked Chris what his favorite part of summer was, and I got some weird answer about how much daylight we have. Summer is the least of the seasons. Winter, I have all kinds of options. Throw on a coat. If I'm someplace with snow, I go snowboarding, listen to me. I go skiing, sledding, to have a snowball fight. In the springtime, it's not 120 degrees. It's 80 degrees. You can go out, enjoy yourself, sunshine, fresh air. Fall, it's starting to get a little cool. Summer sucks. Summer, you just roast. There's no point in it. There's no point in it at all. So, no, I'm not excited about summer at all. What? Jesse, with the mayor of Newark in the news and then Governor Phil Murphy outraged by his arrest, it's time to bring back the clip of the New Jersey ladies giving the governor a piece of their intoxicated mind. It's classic, and it's been too long since I played it, and she's 100% right. It's one of the great audio bits we've ever done on this show. Now, COVID got over, and so the clip ended up getting stale. All audio clips get stale in the end, so you want to switch them up. But I need to set this up for everybody who's new. All the older listeners will remember, but for the new listeners, Phil Murphy is a scumbag governor in New Jersey. Phil Murphy is a dirtball. And Phil Murphy, surprise, surprise, he was a horrible tyrant during COVID. A terrible, terrible tyrant. Phil Murphy, like virtually every Democrat in the country, handed out rules to his state, like the little tyrant he is, rules that he didn't think he had to follow because he wasn't ever worried about COVID. He just wanted to destroy your life. Now, there are states you can get away with that, and then there are places you can't get away with that. New Jersey people, New York people, Boston people, Philly people are people I've always gotten along with. I have more people in my friend circle that are Northeasterners than I can count. And the reason for that is they're rude, just like me. And so we get along. Very direct. Very direct. Very rude. I find it hilarious and refreshing. That's why I love Northeastern people. If you're going to screw over your citizens and you're the governor of New Jersey, like Phil Murphy was, it's probably for the best if you don't venture out with your entire family unmasked and sit down in a restaurant, because you may, just may, come across some local ladies who are about 10 Long Island iced teas in, and they're going to let you know.
Oh, my God, it is.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, my God, Murphy.
How you doing?
Such a
You're having
you
fun
are.
With your family. In the meantime, you're having all kind of other bullshit.
No, I'm not drunk, as a matter of fact. You can go yourself. How's that?
I don't need a mask. You know why I don't need a mask? Because there ain't nothing
I like
wrong with me.
I like your Trump phone.
You're right.
Guess who Trump likes? He likes my dad.
Yeah, he does. No, he doesn't like your
phone.
He does. Thank you.
Let's go.
You know what? You come on.
They found him. They were a little tuned up, and they let him have it, as only New Jersey ladies can. Hey, dear Jesse, Jim Clyburn just said it all. He was asked, is it time to retire? His response, why? This is my life. Dude, you're in your 80s, and you have nothing else you could do, spend time with family, golf, fish, so on and so forth. Look, like I said, I worry about that for myself. I worry about it because I see people everywhere in the public eye, no matter where it is. If you are at all in the public eye, these people get into these jobs and they just never want to go. And it becomes their entire identity and they have nothing else. They take no joy in anything else. And so you stay long past the time you're interesting, long past the time you should retire. You just stay because it's all you know. And these politicians are the worst at it, absolute worst at it. Have I talked to you about preborn lately? Have I? Preborn's doing incredible things. We want what we want is abortion to stop. That's the goal, right? We want unborn babies to stop being murdered. That's the goal. Well, how do we get there? The only way to get there, truly, truly get there, to the root of the problem, it's not even laws or Supreme Court decisions. The root of the problem is changing the hearts of people who believe it's a clump of cells. Well, how do you do that? With ultrasound. Ultrasound is the ultimate weapon in the fight against abortion, because once a lady hears a heartbeat, it's from God. She chooses life every time. Almost every time she chooses life. That's what preborn does. They use that weapon, giving out free ultrasounds to women who are about to abort their babies. They only do this with your help. 200 lives a day because of you. Give them whatever you want. It's tax deductible. Ultrasound costs $28, but it's tax deductible. Give them $28,000 for all I care. Preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2026 marks the 250th anniversary of America. The soul of this country is found in the stories of those who defended it. I'm J.R. Martinez, a U.S. Army veteran. I know that true valor isn't just a word. It's a choice made in a split second. That's why I'm honored to bring you a brand new season of Medal of Honor: Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. You'll fly into the heart of a rescue mission with Air Force pilot James Fleming in Vietnam.
I'm going to put you out in the middle of hell. If you have to come home, I'll bring you home. That's my duty. It's my honor.
We'll also travel back to 1926 to witness Richard Byrd's historic flight over the North Pole. These are more than just stories of combat. They are testaments to leadership, community, and the human spirit. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. And yes, we still have some things we have to get to. I'll get to what's happening at the Pentagon and some more emails. We'll make fun of Jasmine Crockett and Chuck Todd. Hopefully I'll get to all that in a minute, but I want to explain how badly I want to discover some sort of historical artifact. We just talked about being a product of how you were raised. Maybe it's because I was raised on Indiana Jones. Yes, I can be Indiana Jones, Chris. You don't even understand. Anyway, I'm not talking to Chris right now. I'm talking to you. I want to discover something. And I'm not even... This is not about treasure. I don't want you to think it's money. I'm not even a big money guy. It doesn't have to be a chest full of gold. I don't care what it is. It could be in an old piece of paper, a statue, a sword, or something ancient. You have no idea how much. I swear, I'm not even making this up. You want to hear what a huge nerd I am about this? You know, I grew up in a construction family, as you know, and we didn't build homes or roads and things like that. We did underground construction, water and sewer line. That's what we did. We were always under the ground, always digging down, putting things under the ground. Do you know how many days I worked on a construction site down in the ditch, because I was always down in the ditch, hoping I would push my shovel into the ground and it would do the ting thing, that there was something down there. And I would, that next scoop, I'm going to discover some conquistador helmet or something like that. What, Chris? Chris said, you know, America's not that old. Why do you have to ruin everything for me, Chris? Okay, I can have my dreams when I'm working in construction without you. This is why I'm glad you weren't there. You would have ruined them. I would sit there, because oftentimes it's a solitude job, and I would dream of this. These people down in Argentina, they were moving some old crates, old champagne crates. There were seven of them. What did they find? A huge Nazi stash in a champagne crates. Seven crates containing postcards, photographs, Nazi propaganda, notebooks, and party membership documents were found by the staff in the process of moving the non-digitized archive material. Oh my gosh. Could you imagine how cool that would be? Why are you shaking your head, Chris? You would nerd out on that the same way I would. What? Okay, I might not read it all. That's beside the point. Chris said I wouldn't go through anything. I would just toss the paperwork aside. I would ask you to figure it out, though. I would ask someone else to read it and interpret it for me. And if there were weapons and things like that, I would get into those. Chris, we already have a Nazi dagger. Oh, no. Are we going to become the Nazi show? Probably not with Chris here. But either way, it doesn't even have to be Nazi stuff. I don't care. I want to find a crate of something. Where can I find a crate of something? But then that's such a stupid question, because where would you even find a crate of something? I want to explore an old Egyptian pyramid that's never been explored before. As I've said, I'll risk the booby traps. I know what I'm doing. I know about the pressure points on the ground and everything. You don't put your hand in the sunlight. I understand it. Like I said, I've seen all the Indiana Jones movies. Listen to Jasmine Crockett.
And I think that that's a natural fear, because we just want to win. So there's a lot of people that are like, you know what? Like, let's go find the safest white boy we can find. I mean, I'm just saying.
Those are the callers that we're hearing. We're hearing people.
No, for real.
A white man's got to
no,
do it.
No,
we're
no, no, no.
Those callers.
For real. And to be clear, when we talk about them, I can tell you that there is one specific candidate. I had a donor on the phones with me telling me that all the donors are lining up behind that candidate. So I can tell, and I can tell you, it's not a black person nor woman. Okay, so like, it is, they have, quote unquote, they have chosen. And when I say they, it's the same donors that most likely had the opinions about Joe Biden and move. So like, that would be the they that I would talk about.
She's such a moron. And of course, Jasmine, do you want to know why they're going for, what's she calling it, the safest white boy possible?
And I think that that's a natural fear, because we just want to win. So there's a lot of people that are like, you know what? Like, let's go find the safest white boy we can find.
Do you want to know why they say that, Jasmine? Just breaking this down for you, because I know math can be hard. White people are about half the country. Roughly, it's less, a little less than that now, but they're a gigantic, I think they're 48%. White people are 48%. And what has happened is, as the Democrat Party was completely taken over and consumed by modern communists, something happened, you see. They became the party of open anti-white hatred. It's well known. You see the media response today to Trump giving refugee status to 50 white people from South Africa? 50 of them. People facing all kinds of horror and rape. Trump let in 50 of them. The entire left is upset about it. The modern Democrat Party despises white people. Some people are more honest about it than others, but it's obvious to every white person who watches. Any white person who pays any attention at all feels like the Democrat Party hates them. Jasmine, the reason the donors want the, quote, safest white boy possible is because you're never, ever, 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 ever going to win another national election unless the candidate you choose can convince white people they're not the enemy. And that is what has happened. Even when you run the white guy, Joe Biden, even then, he has to race bait every chance he gets, has to say these horrible things. And the thing is, you savages on the left, you thought you could just get away with that forever and there would never be any pushback at all. But that's the thing about taking a group, any group, and declaring them to be the enemy. That's what communists do. They look at everything demographically. If you're this age, you're the enemy. If you're white, you're the enemy. If you're this, but once you declare a group to be your enemy for long enough, eventually that group is going to look around and say, okay, we are the enemy. Now it's on. And if you paid any attention to how the people of the country voted in the last election, the American white people woke up and they realized, not that there's some race war, because there's not and there shouldn't be, but the American white people realized to vote Democrat is to openly vote against my interests. If you deny that at all, look at the different Democrat responses to tattooed up MS-13 gang members getting deported versus 50 refugees from South Africa, men, husbands, wives with their children being welcomed into the country. The entire American left looked at 50 white people fleeing rape and murder in South Africa and lost their collective minds. And these are the same people who cheered for 4 years while 20 million savages were brought here from Venezuelan prisons. Yes, they're looking for the safest white boy possible because they're looking to find a way to deceive white people into believing the Democrat Party at all has their best interests in mind. The Democrat Party, of course, does not. Now, let's make fun of Chuck Todd. Let's talk about gambling on chess. But let's celebrate another win here really quickly before we go to a break. The Pentagon orders sweeping removal of gender and critical race theory books from military libraries. I know it's not enough. I get it. And it's not fast enough. I get it. But Pete Hegseth really is doing great things at the Pentagon. And he's doing things he promised he would do. And the communists brought all these things into the libraries, all these things into the military as fast as they could because it was something they controlled and they felt like they could just do whatever they wanted. That it's getting out is a good thing. Celebrate it. Let's talk about chess and Chuck Todd and emails next.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you miss any part of the show, you can download it on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Also, one last word on Pete Hegseth really quickly. He's getting all the trannies out, too. And they had some tranny space colonel on MSNBC. And, I mean, this is the kind of crap we've had filling up the military.
They talk about, oh, it's just too expensive to take care of our trans troops. It's just the medical care is so expensive. How much do you think the military has invested in your 20-year career?
Well, in me in particular, they've given me multiple degrees.
I'm a woman.
Tons of classes and the ability to design and develop our nation's most advanced.
Why are you denying my gender?
Technology.
So they're just throwing that away.
And there are decades invested in me and millions of dollars in me and thousands of other transgender servants.
We spent decades training this dude, and then we had to spend a fortune so he can pretend he's a woman, and that you, this is all your money. Just think about that for a moment. We spent, let's call it 20 years, I don't know. We spent 20 years training after training, school after school, education, 20 years training this person to kill on behalf of the United States of America. And in the end, we just allowed him to pretend he was a woman and we paid for him to chop his penis off. Oh, my gosh. Chuck Todd said this. By the way, Chuck Todd, I hate him. He hates me, too, so it's fine. But I almost want to give him a little bit of respect for this. There is nobody in the American media who's fighting as hard as Chuck Todd is still fighting to lie and pretend like they didn't cover up for Joe Biden's mental decline. They all covered up for it. Everyone knows they covered up for it. They weren't misled. Everyone with eyes could see. Everyone knew. They knew too. And so now the American media has seen an unbelievable loss in legitimacy. Ratings have gone down. The American media really is suffering for that lie, that ongoing lie. And Chuck Todd, he's the loudest, most consistent voice out there trying to claim it wasn't their fault. Yet every time he talks, they just sound worse.
The real culprits are the people who are supposed to be our sources on all these things, who were constantly reassuring us behind the scenes. No, 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 no. It's better than you think.
But I
remember Jeffrey Katzenberg.
The real culprit are the sources who told us it was better than we think. So, Chuck, just putting this out there. Look, I'm not a journalist. I'm a partisan guy. I'm on the radio, so I'm not a journalist. I don't pretend to be.
It's Journalist Jesse.
Quit it. I'm not a journalist, and I don't pretend to be. But I'm just putting this out there. So as a journalist, if a Democrat source tells you something, you automatically believe it? Do I have that right? You just automatically assume? I guess I should let him finish because he goes on to try to explain himself.
The real culprits are the people who are supposed to be our sources on all these things, who were constantly reassuring us behind the scenes. No, 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 no. It's better than you think.
But I mean,
I remember Jeffrey Katzenberg he's going to be great at the debates. He's already debated this guy a couple of times. He knows what he's doing. He's out there telling, and this is in off the record settings. And you're like, really? Okay. I mean, so to me, the cover up is the people closest to him and the Democrats.
You know, they can't even hear themselves when they talk because it's just ingrained in these people that Democrats are the good guys. And so they just automatically kind of go along with the Democrat Party, cheer for the Democrat Party, believe a Democrat when they say anything. And they just automatically assume the Republicans are the bad guys. And so everything Republicans do is opposed, torn apart, criticized. And they can't see that we can see it. That's something. You know what else is something? Paying Verizon what you pay them every month. Do you pay Verizon that? What's your cell phone bill every month? I'm going to run something by you. Tell me if it sounds appealing at all. $35 a month. Unlimited talk and text. 15 gigs of data. $35 a month. Ah, but I don't want some crappy phone service. That's the thing. It's on the same 5G network as one of the big guys. So, same service, unlimited talk and text, $35 a month. Does that sound appealing to you? With a company that doesn't hate your guts like Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile do, switch to Pure Talk, my cell phone company. CEO is a veteran. They hire Americans. Switch. You keep your number. Right now, if you sign up for that $35 a month, you get a free Samsung Galaxy. You get a new phone if you want it. Dial #250. Just pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Just takes a few minutes. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Eric Holder, not that happy about Judge Jeanine taking over that Ed Martin spot.
It's the largest U.S. attorney's office in the country, has enormous responsibilities. This guy, Ed Martin, that was an absurd nomination and plainly dangerous. I think her nomination is ridiculous and potentially dangerous. You know, if she had been nominated 20 years ago.
Dangerous, huh? That is interesting. Dangerous. They seem to have used that word before. Remember when Jen Psaki used that word? We brought it up. Hey, to call what we did a cover-up is dangerous. You know why they love to use that word, right? They love to use that word because it is dangerous for criminals to be held accountable for their crimes. He doesn't mean dangerous for you. He's Eric Holder. He means dangerous for him. If we ever actually get a real crime fighter in the U.S. Attorney's Office of D.C., and that remains to be seen whether we actually do, but if we ever actually get one of those, it could be very dangerous for Democrats.
And now...
Here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Taliban suspends chess in Afghanistan over gambling concerns. Now, I knew gambling was a problem, a serious problem. I actually had a buddy one time who used to bet first halves of WNBA games. So I've seen some degenerate gambling. Please tell me nobody's gambling on chess. Gosh, that's lame. Did Jesus work out too much? That's from the Korea Times. I don't even have anything else to add. I just think that's such a hilarious website or hilarious headline. And I got to be honest with you. I know it's terrible. I am curious. I bet he was lean. I bet he was super ripped and lean. He had to have been. What, Chris? Yeah, no fat. Chris is right. The food was awful and he was a carpenter. He had not an ounce of fat on his body. Jesus was chiseled. I know it. Blatant hoax. France slams Macron's cocaine claim and blames Russia. Apparently, Macron in France was caught on videotape with a big bag of booger sugar sitting right beside him and claimed it wasn't. I gotta be honest, I'm not really surprised. It's like New Jersey politicians going to prison. French politicians are going to do cocaine. That's just kind of the way it is. You, we'll get back together tomorrow. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.